dread it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same.
Welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in just 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. On today's episode, I am starting Pride Month off with a celebration. Happy June, happy Pride Month. I'm going to have a celebration of how the LGBTQ+ community is represented in Marvel and how you can be an ally, even if you don't identify as LGBTQ+, like myself. Every single day, you have the opportunity to wake up and be an ally, to fight for rights, to fight for love, and to fight for the LGBTQ+ community. And that's the goal of the show today, is to celebrate Pride Month and just learn more about representation within Marvel, within the MCU, within the comics, and how hopefully that can translate to the big screen upcoming. We have a lot of interesting projects that are all identified as LGBTQ+, and I'm so very excited about it. So I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to start June off on a great foot and celebrate Pride Month accordingly. Now, today not only marks the beginning of Pride Month, today is Tom Holland's birthday, June 1st. So happy birthday, Tom Holland. I appreciate you being in the MCU, man. You make a great Spider-Man, and I'm going to come out with a hot take 1 minute into the show. Tom Holland's the best Spider-Man. Look, Tobey Maguire will forever be the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. He holds a special place near and dear to my heart because I grew up with Tobey Maguire. But in terms of Spider-Man, Tom Holland's got the nerdy school goer that's in love, that doesn't understand relationships, but is also Spider-Man. He's got that whole thing going for him that I just don't feel the other two guys got. So, happy birthday, Tom Holland. You are officially 25, which makes me older than you, and I guess I've always been older than you, but, you know, hey, you're Spider-Man and I'm not, so happy birthday, guy. Look, I just want to start the show off by saying, by tackling why does representation matter? Why is it important to have representation in the MCU, in the comics? I kind of wanted to make a point about that real quick, and then I am going to talk about a handful of characters that do identify as LGBTQ+ in the comics, in the movies, and hopefully what we can expect to see going forward in a year, in 2 years, this year, hopefully. And hopefully we get some of that on the big screen. Look, we are all heroes, okay? We are all heroes. Stan Lee has told us this time and time again. And regardless of your sexual orientation, who you love, what group of people you affiliate with, whatever the case is, however you see yourself, you deserve to be represented in a comic book and more profoundly in a movie theater and on a big screen and on something of that scale. That is validation. That is life-changing. That is life-giving to find yourself represented in something that means so much. Now, like I said, I don't identify as LGBTQ+, but every single day, I strive to be the best ally that I can be. I'm here to support, I'm here to talk, I'm here to love, I'm here to cry, to do anything. If you feel like you want to chat, I am always open to it. Honestly, I mean, this is why I have a podcast, because I like to talk. Not just about Marvel all the time, but I'm here to make friends and to open up to you all out there. So look, I've got my trans rights or human rights shirt on today. That's my ability to become an ally today, and we all have that choice every single day. So I just encourage you to be an ally, to make choices that are inclusive, that represent love, and help with representation. I have two little girls, and I want them to see people growing up that represent all different kinds of people. I want them to be able to be their true selves as they get older and older and hopefully more into Marvel especially, but, you know, in the world. And having representation proves that everybody can be their true selves. So at the end of the day, we are all allies, regardless if you identify as LGBTQ+ or not. We are all in this together. Let's talk about some characters that identify as LGBTQ+ in the comics, in the MCU, and hopefully what we're going to see about him. I feel like the biggest one, we all kind of know that Valkyrie is bisexual, which is insane. Like, I guess I kind of knew this, but I didn't really know this. Like, Thor Ragnarok, I'm going to be front. Like, man, the Thor Ragnarok heat just keeps coming 2 weeks later. They didn't do a great job of identifying this in the movie. In the comics, the Fearless Defenders series from 2013, Valkyrie has a relationship with the female anthropologist named Annabelle Riggs, who was first introduced in that comic, actually. And so it's pretty explicit that she is bisexual in the comics. Now, I guess there is a cutscene from Thor Ragnarok that would have shown a woman walking out of Valkyrie's bedroom, hopefully, you know, alluding more to her bisexuality. Why did that get cut? I don't know. That's frustrating to me. That seems like an easy allyship thing to do, to represent the comics, to be faithful to her character, and that didn't make it in the movie, even though I guess it was maybe filmed. Like, that's interesting and disappointing to me. And they're, Disney and Marvel have a history of straightwashing the MCU so far. There have not been explicit calls for LGBTQ characters, even though they are that way in the comics. And as we talk about this list, we'll kind of like walk through that. Now, going forward for Thor Love and Thunder, Valkyrie, we all know, is now the king of Asgard, and she must find her queen. That's kind of like the explicit line in Endgame, and I hope that's actually true. Like, I hope that Disney and Marvel really go all in and do not, like, barely touch on the fact that she needs to find her queen. I want to be explicit. I want to show pride. I want to be courageous. I want it to be in your face, because that's Valkyrie's character in the comics. And if we're, Thor Love and Thunder is definitely about Valkyrie. Like, that's kind of a big player. And so if she is a certain way in the comics, we need to stick true to that, because as we have seen, the fans, we are becoming more comic book accurate with Scarlet Witch and WandaVision, with Falcon and Winter Soldier, and now that we've got Sam as Cap, and we're moving in that direction. And I hope that this continues to move in that direction. Now, we have Loki coming up in 8 short days. June 9th, Loki premieres. Whoo, hype meter's at, I don't know, like 52. I can't even fathom. Bisexual and gender fluid. Now, I didn't know this. It does make sense logistically, right? So Loki can shapeshift, which kind of basically just means he can become either gender he wants to be. Now, writer Al Ewing confirmed Loki's sexuality and identity in a Tumblr post a few years back, and essentially said Loki is bisexual and gender fluid, and just said it outright. So this is where we stand. Like I said, he can shapeshift, so he can change genders. Will we see any of that in the upcoming Loki series? Now, based on Falcon and Winter Soldier, we are tackling big topics. We're tackling big conversations with Sam and kind of his monologue in the final episode of becoming Cap and becoming a black Captain America. I hope that we see some of this in Loki. I don't want to just like beat around the bush. I want to represent what these characters actually are, and I feel like they deserve that. So we know from the shows that Marvel Studios can accomplish it. They have the writers, they have the staff, they have the talent. Now, will they do it? I hope, but truthfully, I doubt we will see any of Loki's sexuality pop up in the Loki Disney Plus series. I just don't see that they're ready for that yet. Now, I think that Valkyrie in Thor Love and Thunder could be that first big breakthrough moment of hopefully people are more acclimated to her comic book background and know what more to expect. But again, like, that's a tough decision. That's not a tough decision, I should say. That's a decision of Marvel Studios choosing to represent to as many people, like, not offend, you know, as many people as possible and make as much money as possible instead of being true to what they should be true to. So that's a frustrating stage that we are at with Marvel. Korg. Now, someone shouted out Korg on Twitter. I didn't know that Korg is gay. That is fantastic. In the Planet Hulk storyline, which basically just features like Hulk and Korg on Sakaar, in 2006-2007, when these comics came out, when Korg and Hulk are freed by the Silver Surfer from Sakaar and from the battles, Korg and another male gladiator, Harum? I hope I'm saying that right. Harim? I don't know. Something with an H. Develop a romantic relationship. Now, that obviously plays out in this one storyline. We don't see any of that in Thor Ragnarok. But hey, Thor Ragnarok, chock full of gay and LGBTQ plus people. And you love to see it. The last one that I really wanted to tap into here is my girl, Captain Marvel. I love Captain Marvel. And, you know, honestly, I got to rewatch. I'm going to pop that movie on tonight. Celebrate. Because the MCU focuses on the one iteration of Captain Marvel, right? We get Carol Danvers. But we know that many people throughout history in the comics have assumed the name of Captain Marvel. Now, this name was also adopted by the lesbian character of Phyla Sell, who is the artificially created daughter, quote, unquote, quote, of Mar-Vell. And in the comics, Phyla has a tragic love story with Heather Douglas, a.k.a. Moondragon, who I have not heard of. Sounds fantastic, the name Moondragon. That's pretty impossible to meet. Beat Moondragon. And that's an essential part of her story arc, I guess. So in the comics, Phyla's a kind of a big deal because she helped destroy Ultron and later became one of the founding members of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Nah, I mean, kind of a big deal, right? That's a pretty big deal. So could any of this history of Phyla Sell make its way into the Marvels? It's possible. Will Marvel Studios continue to hopefully take creative liberties with Captain Marvel? I sure as hell hope so. I think Captain Marvel is already such a great representation of female power and a lead woman in such a powerful spot. I hope they just really dig into that. Now that we're getting more people, we're going to have Miss Marvel show up, and we're going to have Tiana Paris as Spectrum. It's just going to be awesome. So I do hope that we see that. I don't think we're going to get that Phyla Sell kind of romantic love story that really digs in, just because we've already passed Ultron. We already have the Guardians introduced, things like that. But I do think it's possible that we could kind of envelop those into the MCU. And I think it's important. Others that are interesting to know, I did not know that Wade Wilson, Deadpool, is pansexual in all versions of Earth. So you've got Earth 616, you've got the loop version, Earth TRN 414, and Earth 41633. He identifies as pansexual in all of them. So do other people know this? Did you know this? Let me know, because I did not know this, and I love it. And I love the fact that Ryan Reynolds can do this and represent that, because I think that's fantastic. And speaking of upcoming projects, we've got Black Widow coming out in like 38 days. I'm doing that quick math off the top of my head. I think it's 38 days. 37? 38 maybe. 38. We're going with 38. Yelena Belova. I gotta find out how to get these name rights for Black Widow. Identifies as asexual, which I had no clue that this was the case. Devin Grayson, the writer of the OG Black Widow story arc back in 1999, has this quote and basically explains, look, Natasha is grounded in the Soviet sensibilities and upbringings. She's very dedicated to Russia, et cetera, et cetera. But Yelena is in some ways less cynical about her ability to change the world than Nat is, less hampered by association with highly principled associates, and probably more likely to identify as asexual than to follow Nat's romantic path. But that's the central tension between the two characters. I mean, that's coming from the writer of the OG Black Widow, so that's legit. I hope they if we're going to get any kind of romantic love story in Black Widow, I hope we stay true to that. I don't think we're going to get any kind of romantic love story. I think we're very focused on family, obviously, from what we've seen of the trailers. But this is all amazing. And these are all huge characters moving forward in the MCU. Valkyrie, Loki, Korg, Captain Marvel, Wade Wilson, Yelena Belova. all amazing representation, and I hope Marvel Studios represents them well. I just want to end on the note of, listen, representation does matter. It matters for everybody. And regardless if you identify as LGBTQ+, or if you're part of the community or not, we all have the opportunity to be an ally. Do things to be an ally. I personally have taken into effect, I don't use the word guys anymore. I say y'all. If you notice on this podcast, I say y'all a lot. I do not live in the South. I live in Portland, Oregon. And y'all is not part of my general vocabulary, but y'all is inclusive. I'm not gender specifying people that I'm talking to. So that is how I choose to be an ally every day. Now, it seems like a very small thing to do, but it's huge because it impacts people in different ways. And I just encourage you to be an ally. Love who you love. Be who you are. And hopefully moving forward, we can see more representation in Marvel, in the comics, in the movies, because representation is important for every single person. Why do you think that representation in the Marvel Universe matters? Let me know at 15 Minute Marvel on Twitter and on Instagram. Be sure to join me every Thursday on Twitch over at twitch.tv/15minutesofmarvel for a live podcast. Chat about all of the things that I cannot fit into this 15-minute podcast. It is always a good time. Be sure to check it out. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, so be sure to do that. And a special shout out to our one and only patron of the show, Brandon Clark. I appreciate you. Do you feel like joining him? Because you should. Support the show with a couple bucks each month and join the elusive and exclusive club. Go to patreon.com/15minutesofmarvel. I will see you back here next time as I start to go full Loki mode in preparation for Loki premiering on June 9th. We are going for it. I am very excited. I'm Ethan Simmy, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.